Today's Mishnah, Masechet Taharot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Vav, and we're holding on Mishnah Beit. So we're going to talk about, this is a Mishnah actually that we've met in our Daf Yomi, and it's been, it was Nogea, some of it was Nogea, what we saw in Masechet Nogayim, other things come from Idyos, but these are Piskei Halachas that we've discussed. And the problem is that the way that it's put together over here in this Mishnah seems to confuse various issues. And I must tell you, I don't know of any fully satisfactory explanation of the way the Mishnah is organized here. So I'll tell you the different approaches, but I wish I could tell you something more definitive. So, Arbas Vekot, Rabbi Yeshua Metamei, the Chachamim Metari. There are four different Svekas where, according to Rabbi Yeshua, were Machmer. Now, this seems to be, on the surface, a continuation of some of the issues that we spoke about yesterday, which was about the Suffolk Tuma, Rishus Haramim, Rishus Hayachid, in which, at what point is it Rishus Haramim? What point is it Rishus Hayachid? It could be changing. And also the changes would have implications about the interrelationship of the Svekas. That was yesterday. All of this, of course, is seen in context of the entire previous Perek, which was discussing the difference between Suffolk Tumah versus Arabim and Suffolk Tumah versus Hayochid. So if until now we were talking about changes in the status of the Rishos, here we are talking about mixtures of in which partially we're dealing with Rishos Hayochid, and partially we're dealing with the Rishus Harabim, and at least that's the way some of the cases come across. Some of them seem to be talking about something entirely different, and it's there that we get into a problem, which I'll tell you the different approaches to. Okay, so let's talk about the four cases. Case number one, Atame Omeid Vatahor Over. So this is from the Mishnah Nagayim, and remember that the halacha in Negayim is that there's a tumah that is called tumat bi'ah. That is the tumah of someone who walks into a bias that has tumas tzoras in it. And then it's similar a little bit to the din of tumas ohel, namely that if a tahar person goes into a house in which there is a mitzora that is living there, then he becomes tameh. However, if a mitzora comes into a house where a Torah person is, he will not be mitameim unless he stands still and is now kavua in that house. So it's not really like Tumas Ohel, but it has certain similarities. So let's imagine a case like this. The person who is the mitzora, he's the tameh, he was standing still. So he's standing still under a tree, let's say, and a Torah person was walking by. Or, the second case was the opposite. A tar person was standing under a tree, and the tameh person is passing by. So over here, we don't know whether, in the first case, we don't know whether they actually had been under the same branches, and was that tar actually mit tameh, he became tameh, through being in a bias, so to speak, together with the mitzora. And in the second case, where the tameh is over, we aren't sure that he actually stood still for a moment. Maybe he just walked by. Okay, that's one possibility. We'll see. There are some other ways of understanding what the suffix was. Well, let's take the simple explanation. So in this case, we're not sure, or case number three is Hatuma Bershut HaYachid, and the Tara is Bershut HaRabim. So here we have, this seems to be a very natural progression from the previous Mishnayos, in which for the first time we have a mixture of a Suffolk Tuma, which is in one sense Bershut HaYachid, and in one sense Bershut HaRabim. So that the Mokar of the Tuma is in Bershut HaYachid. But the Tohar person, or the Tohar Kli, that we're not sure if there was an Egiya, he is standing in Rishus HaRabim. Or vice versa. Let's say the Tohar person or the tahar item is in Rishus HaYachid, and the Tuma is in Rishus HaRabim, and we don't know whether there was any negiah between these things. So whatever the suffix was, let's say that the suffix was whether there was a negiah of the Tuma and the Taira, or it was a suffix whether he'el, which seems to be referring back to the first two cases, using the word he'el in the sense of Tuma's Bia. So we're not sure whether the Mitzora had been still for a moment in the case where the Mitzora was moving, or we're not sure whether the Adam Tahar had passed under the same branches where the Mitzora was. So we're not sure whether there was a Tuma's he'el, meaning Tuma's Bia, or maybe in any of these cases, maybe one of them moved one of the other one so that it came into contact with something that would have been metame him. Whatever the case is, in all of these cases, Rabbi Yeshua says that he's definitely tame, whereas the Chachamim say, no. So now the question is, what exactly is the mechanism of this machlokas over here? So in all of these cases, it says that Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're tame. So the first two cases were over there, but Pashtus, we're talking about a Rishus HaYachid, so he considers to be a standard halacha, this is one way of understanding it, a standard halacha of Safek Tuma, Rishut HaYachid. Masha Ein Kein, the Chachamim hold, that since, which we had before, back in the fourth parak, we had that when it comes to a din of a Safek, Legabe Tzoras, remember that over there, we were talking about a special halacha that a Safek Tzoras is not Mitame. That was talking, however, about a different case. I mean, I was talking about a case where the Kohen had never been mitame. He had just been mazgir, a particular mitzora. And then he comes back and he doesn't remember whether the original size was X or the original size was Y, and whether there was a pisayon or not a pisayon, those types of sveikot where there never had been established that there was teraz here in the first place. So over there we have the halacha that any suffix by tzaras is considered to be tahar. So some want to extend this into this halacha, that the reason that chachamim are metarim it is because even though it's a suffix tumah rishus hayachid, but since it's a suffix tumah benogea tzaras in rishus hayachid, we still say that b'tzaras it's tahar, whereas Rabbi Yoshua says that no, this doesn't include this type of suffix by a mitzoras. Those would be the first two cases. So, okay, this is one approach. And in the next two cases, the machlokas would be that according to Rabbi Yeshua, we have a suffix tuma in which it's partially b'rishut hayachid and partially b'rishut harabim, we go to chumrah and we treat it like a suffix tuma b'rishut hayachid. Masha'en kein, the chachamim hold that the suffix tuma, which is both Bereshit HaYachid and Bereshit HaRabim, we view that as being a suffix tuma Bereshit HaRabim, and we go lakula. Okay, that's one possibility. There are a number of other possibilities, as I mentioned. So one possibility is that in the first two cases, the issue would be nogea, whether the tuma had a makom. Since over here, in dealing with the mitzora, the question is whether there is a makom to the tuma. And remember, that was one of the earliest halachas that we learned, that all of these dinim of chumra by tuma is only where the tuma actually has a makom kavua of itself. So therefore, in such a case, we say that he's not considered to have a makom bichlal. All right, this is, again, something of a problem because it wasn't clear that that's true legabe a suffix tumas oihel, and therefore would it be true about a suffix tumas bia or not? So this was one way of understanding it. Another issue would be that the way the Rambam understands it, which is very unclear, the Rambam splits. The Rambam has a whole set of halachas in which he gives all of the dinim of Sveikas, and he treats these two things completely differently. And he cues, but he doesn't explain why. That's the problem. So what he says is that the latter two he understands as being the question of Safek Tuma, Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid, but the other two he just calls a Safek Omed and a Safek Over, and he doesn't talk about differences between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim in the first two cases at all, and instead he calls these Safek Omed V'Over. And he just says, a Safek Omed V'Over versus Safek of Shtei Rishuyos. And in all of these cases, he says these dinim, together with a lot of other svekas that he brings, but he doesn't give the reason. So it's not clear what the reason is, according to the Rambam. So I cannot tell you clearly how he's understanding the Mishnah over here. The Ravid argues on him. And the Ravid understands that the first two cases actually involved a confusion between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. So when it says that Tameh Omeid, it means that Tameh was Omeid Bershut HaYachid. The Tahar is passing by, and he's essentially in Rosh Hashanah, and it's not a suffix about the Ohel. It's a suffix about whether he was Nogea, which is, of course, a problem, because it says in the Mishnah, it mentions the Ohel, which case was it referring to? Okay, we'd have to learn that it's referring to other cases. As I say, it's a very, very strange Mishnah puts together what appears to be two different things. The Ravid attempts to make it part of the same suffix, in which it's a mixture of Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, and the Rambam doesn't explain himself. There's a lot of other Rishonim that get involved. Also, as I say, I haven't gotten a clear understanding on my own of how it is that we're supposed to understand the Mishnah, so please be merciful me. I can only present you the options at this point.